You're listening to the Steadfast and Savvy podcast. We're your hosts, Danielle Brown and Mindy Walther. Today, we will be discussing the importance of authenticity and how embodying a genuine version of yourself can set you apart from those around you. This not only is going to influence your daily presence and how you show up for others, but also serves as a valuable tool for effectively promoting yourself and making your business stand out in a crowd. We have so much to talk about, so let's get started. Good morning. I'm Mindy Walther.
And I'm Danielle Brown, and we are two beauty industry friends with a shared vision to bring female entrepreneurs a community where they can learn, unwind, and feel accepted without any fear or judgment.
Welcome to our coffee hour, where we explore various aspects of life and business with a focus on incorporating faith into the core of our discussions. So grab your coffee and get comfy, because you're listening to the Steadfast and Savvy podcast.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, to give everybody the literal Google definition of what authenticity really means, authenticity is the quality of being genuine or real. I love it. It's perfect. There's so much. I feel like if you're not yourself, what are you doing? In your relationships, in your business, yeah. What are you doing?
It completely affects every single aspect of your life.
Yeah. Even if you don't have a business, like, just being yourself.
Right. There's too much. You just have to maintain too much if you've got, like, five different personas.
Yeah.
And which I feel like in our industry, you, like, slightly have multiple personalities based off of what client is in front of you. But, like, if your base core of all of that isn't authentic, then who even are you?
Yeah.
You're going to lose track of what you're,
this who you are. This is the movie Split. Like, what are you doing?
If you have, like, if you're trying to maintain, like, 20 different versions of yourself, depending on who you're with, inevitably you're going to end up slipping up, and it's just going to...
How draining.
Right?
How exhausting.
It is so exhausting, which I don't know if you went through this at all. Like, especially with the social media side, I felt like I had the social media Mindy that showed up, and then the in-person with my clients Mindy. Yeah. And it was so hard, like, going back and forth. And even my clients were like, okay, you just seem, like, so stiff and not yourself in all of your reels and everything. They're like, it doesn't feel like it's you compared to what we see when we're in person. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like really defining what your authenticity is for yourself is so important moving forward. And so when I first sat down to kind of, like, brainstorm on what authenticity kind of represented to me, I immediately started thinking about artwork. So I come from a very, like, art-focused family. My mom was an art teacher. My dad is also an artist, though he won't admit it. But, like, that was kind of the center of everything. And so I immediately started thinking of, like, pieces of art and what the process looks like to kind of authenticate that. And you're checking to make sure, like, every brush stroke matches what that artist was like, what their technique, and then, like, most importantly, that it's not just a printed copy, it's the original. And so that was kind of, like, always my guideline, especially once I started really trying to be authentic with my social media presence and not only with my clients. So kind of, like, creating your, like, what you put out into the world, just your original copy of yourself and not, like, just being copy and paste of someone you saw on TV or one of your friends that you think is super cool. So, like, that was kind of what I was thinking of, like, transitioning into our next little topic about how it affects your personal life. And it's not, authenticity just isn't present in your business, though it is super important. But one thing that I feel like I kind of struggled with over the years, like, going through those high school phases and trying to really figure out who you are is so hard.
I just rolled my eyes. I want them to know. I just rolled my eyes.
Big move on this one, for sure. Like, I feel like I had When I was in elementary school, I went to a charter school. So we all had uniforms. You were pretty much just like, everyone was a copy paste.
Little minions.
Yeah, it was, yeah. It was like, I loved the structure, but it was kind of like little boot camp almost. Like all their standards were set so high with education, you didn't really have time to really be yourself and like get to know yourself.
Yeah.
And then like switching to a different middle school where like there was dress code, but I wasn't wearing the same exact thing every single day. I got to start like figuring out who I was, what my personality was. And then we immediately homeschooled after that. So then like I felt like my core, like that transition in late middle school into high school where you really figure out who you were, it was just with me and my sisters, which was amazing. Like, I feel like I became my most authentic version of myself because it was just family and you feel super comfortable. But then getting into high school and being back in a school, I felt so uncomfortable as myself. Like, I just felt like I stood out like a sore thumb and I was like weird almost. And so I immediately just started copying those around me. Like, I thought my best friend was the coolest person in the world. So I tried to copy more of like her fashion, what she was into, all of that, like
the music.
Yeah. All of it. Like all the things. Anytime I had like a crush on someone, I would try to like emulate more of their personality to try to like seem more appealing to them instead of just being who I was. And so I feel like it can, like, not being a genuine, authentic version of myself affected me, like, all through high school. I didn't really start to, like, get into who I was as a person until, like, years out of high school. Mm-hmm. And now getting into business and, like, having a social media presence, like, all of those fears of, okay, if I actually be myself and 100 strangers see this, like, they're immediately going to be like, oh, she's weird. I don't want anything to do with her. So I kind of went back into that little rut of just like, I found those other Instagram people that I was like, okay, that's who I want to be. That's what I want my page to look like. I just started like not copying their content, but like getting copying inspired. Their vibe and everything. And just like, you can see on my like early Instagram, I was just did not seem like who I am today when I get on a talk. And so it was like one of those things that as I was kind of sitting going through, I'm like, I went through so many of those phases of just being a different version of myself because I thought that's what everybody would want. And now like just being completely authentic, being weird, being just super open. And I'm a completely open book. So if my clients have questions or people on social media have questions about anything, I'm like, okay, here it all is. This is what I've learned. It is just so freeing to be just like a true, genuine version of yourself and being completely authentic to who you are, how you were raised, what you stand for. Because nobody can be you. Like, you're the best version of yourself, the only version of yourself. The only
version.
Yeah. And so just being, like, who you are and showing your heart, your passions, your life, just doing all of that in your personal life as well as being online is so important these days because I feel like we're too much of a copy paste kind of an environment we're growing up in now.
Yeah. A bunch of imitation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Social media is tough.
It is.
Which we'll get into that in a second.
Yeah. I'm trying not to talk about that too much. I know. I keep catching myself. I'm like, okay, this got long-winded because all my ideas just merged together.
It's all so connected though. Like whether you have a business or not, like it goes back to just, if you're not yourself, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, how are you confident in your relationships? How do you sleep at night knowing that like you're putting on a fake persona?
Yeah.
That you have six different versions of yourself. How are your stories going to keep aligning? Like, it's going to catch up to you eventually. Yeah, knock it off. Knock it off. I feel spicy today.
I love it.
I literally wrote that in our notes. Like, how do you sleep at night knowing that like the way people see you is a front?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
It's awful.
Knock it off. Yeah. I mean, I definitely relate like that transition from middle school to high school. Young people trying to figure out who they are is tough.
It's sad.
Because everybody is figuring it out at the same time.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of grace. There's zero understanding for what each other, like what you're going through. Nobody cares. Yeah. Everybody's selfish. It's all about them. But then it's also a lot about like who how they see you, mm-hmm. like how they literally look at you, what you're wearing, how what your hair looks like. Like, it's very right. physical when you're like growing up and going through those changes. So, no, yeah, I totally got caught up in that. Oh, my friend has the new like North Face puffy jacket. Mom, I need it. I know we can't afford it, but I need it. Like, everybody has it at school right now, just because you're like wanting to fit into that mold.
So much pressure.
So much pressure.
And I feel like it's just been amplified now with just how big social media is. Mm-hmm. Like, seeing all of these kids going through that phase. Yeah. Like, that pressure to not be true to yourself and like be fully authentic is like through the roof, because they get online yeah. and they see, oh, well, this middle schooler has 100,000 followers right. and this is working, so I need to emulate that. And then you just yeah. I feel like you lose yourself so early, and if you don't get that back, it's so hard, so much harder to recover in your
yeah your because 20s. You don't even know who you are at yeah. that point. You just totally fit yourself into this mold of somebody that you like idolize. That's not right. you at all.
Yeah. Which I feel like in a way, like, it's good. Like, that my one friend, she definitely helped me transition out of like that like awkward middle school outfit phase. So I feel like it's good in a way, like those friends can help mold you into a better version of yourself. But when you just like take everything that everyone around you is saying of what you need to be and what like their expectations are of like being cool or right. any of that, then you kind of cross that line into just completely losing who you are. And I don't know, for like me personally, I feel like I found even like little minor things, like some of my like views and morals would get so affected by yeah. everybody too. So then I'm like, I am like, the only thing about me that's me is like my face. Like, there's yeah. my outfits are manipulated by those around me. Like, my personality is like, I would avoid talking about so many of like my passions and favorite shows and everything, because I'm like, oh, they're not cool right now.
Yeah. So, it's not in.
Yeah, yeah. So it was just like, you just kind of feel empty inside almost when you're not like the truest version of yourself. Yeah. You're just like a shell, just a copy of what everyone else is doing.
Yeah. No, I totally agree.
So sad.
That's so good. Good word, but really sad.
Yeah.
Knock it off.
Right. Like, I know.
Just be done. Yeah. Nobody, I feel like you can tell when people are putting up a front.
Yeah.
Like, once you get through to yourself and you're secure with who you are, and you meet a stranger, and you can immediately tell, like, why are they acting like this?
Right.
Right. I know that yeah. that's not genuine. Like, so it affects other people too. Like,
right.
It's yeah. not just stay true to yourself. Yeah, of course. But also like your relationships, your friendships, trying right. to build new relationships and friendships. Like, it's all affected yeah. if you are not secure with yourself and who you are, which it's huge. Just as a female, it's so hard.
Right. I feel like we've got a bad kind of rough. There's yeah. just too many things.
No, I know.
But yeah, that's what I feel like. You can just immediately tell when I'm someone that like overanalyzes every situation I'm in, no matter how, like, I could be my best friend of 20 years and I'm still going to analyze everything. Yeah. But I feel like you can tell, like you were saying, that somebody just, they seem uncomfortable, and you don't really, I feel like you don't notice it as much until you become truly comfortable in yourself exactly. too. Cause then if you're acting all stiff and awkward and they are too, it's like, okay, we're on track. We're doing what we're supposed to be doing
both
right now.
Just shells talking. Yeah. yeah.
But I feel like I can always tell, like, they just seem uncomfortable, or, and then I feel like you kind of analyze too. You're like, okay, what did I do that was like, were you uncomfortable talking to me? What was going on? Yeah. So then you're just causing everyone around you to just be on edge and like,
yeah,
like, okay, did we do something? Like,
you don't need to walk on eggshells if yeah. you're being genuine all the time. Right? Like, if you're consistently genuine, those eggshells, those hot coals under your feet, like yeah. they're gone. They are non-existent.
Right. It's just freeing. And I feel like now I've had the same friend group, which I'm so lucky. Majority of us have been friends since, like, I think, like, fifth, sixth grade is yeah. when the, like, bulk of us all came together. But I have even found, like, now after around, oh, gosh, I'm trying to do quick math and I shouldn't, a long time, many yeah. years, now, like, really finding myself in the past couple of years, my friendships with them are just feel way more genuine. It's more freeing going out. Like, I would get super bad social anxiety before. I'm like, okay, I have to maintain this, like, mm-hmm. posture of myself that's not really me, because I'm worried that they're going to be like, well, wait, who's this, like, new version of yourself, even if I'm just showing who I actually am. And it's crazy now, like, hanging out with our friends, I get so excited for it. Like, you just feel like you're home and you're around family when you're able just to, like, let loose and be yourself. Genuine. And just relax and be authentic to yourself.
Authentic. Yeah. Yeah. That's so good. Okay. Moving into our next little segment. Just so you don't think we're talking the talk, we have four legitimate reasons we came up with to let you know why authenticity actually matters. So my first one is for building trust in your relationships. I don't care if this is a friendship, if it's boyfriend, girlfriend, strangers, whatever, any kind of relationship, if you are not authentic, if you are not yourself, what are you doing? Right. I've probably said that 10 times already, but it matters. How can you build trust off of fake personas, fake, like, motives? If nothing is genuine that you're spewing out, you're getting to know someone, but it's like a half version of yourself. They're not really going to get to know you. You're going to feel pretty empty when you call this person your best friend.
Yeah.
And they don't actually know anything about you.
Right. I know. That's what, like, firsthand, I had, like, so many friendships that were years long, and they didn't know what majority of my, like, true passions were or anything, because I was too afraid to be like, okay, I like doing this, even though it might not be, like, cool to, like, the standard of society.
Yeah.
But then you miss, like, so many ways to bond with people. Like, I figured out on our cruise this last year that one of my friends, we shared a passion for, like, the same kids show.
Oh my gosh.
And I refused to tell anybody about it because I was like, oh, this is embarrassing. I'm a grown adult. I shouldn't like any cartoons or anything. Yeah. And then to have, like, there was like a little group of us that kind of bonded over it. I'm like, I could have done this years ago. Like, I could have built this relationship and, like, had so much more trust within it years ago. If I was just like, okay, here I am. If you don't like it, then that's fine. I'll find, like, now I'm brave. I can find other friends that are into this. But then to have that, I'm like, just built so much more trust in our friendship from
and
doing
confidence,
that.
Like, on your end. Yeah, I had a little bit of an interesting time in high school. I only went for 2 years and then I homeschooled myself. But during those 2 years, my friend group, it was kind of just like you grow up with them, you're just friends with them, the popular, the cute, the cool, like whatever. You just all like find yourself in this mold all of a sudden, even if you don't love it, if you're not happy with it, if you're not obsessed with the people you're surrounded with. It's just high school, all eyes on you. Like, It's an insecure time of our lives.
So much pressure.
Yeah. And I took all the art classes you could take. I took pottery, calligraphy. Like,
I love that.
Yeah. All of these artsy classes. And they were so fun. Yeah. They were so fun. And none of my gal pals, they didn't take them with me. They were all into other things, which was, that's totally fine. Yeah. But at our high school, it was like, if you were taking the art classes, you're a weirdo.
Really?
Yeah. And so I took them and I sit in them most of the time by myself. And like, I played sports. Like, I was involved in the school quite a bit. Like, people knew who I was because I was out, I was doing things, whatever. And there was this one day in my calligraphy class, and it like actually haunts me to this day. But I'm sitting there, table, we were probably 3 weeks in, and like, me and these girls look very different physically. Yeah. That's never been something where I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't talk to you because you don't look like me. You don't fit into my mold. Like, I can't be friends with you. Yeah. I have never once thought that. I love people.
Yeah.
I want to know who you are. Like, deep down, I want to know your deepest, darkest secrets. I love strangers. Yeah.
I love it.
Right. So we're 3 weeks into the school year, and every day I go in and I'm trying to like spark conversation with these girls and just, hey, how are, oh my gosh, your shoes are so cute. Like, being genuine because I want to get to know these people, since none of my friends were taking these classes with me, and they wouldn't talk to me.
Really?
They wouldn't talk to me. And if they did, they would just maybe like smile or like say hi. No further conversation than that.
That's so wild. So,
yeah. And so then I was like, oh my gosh, like what's wrong with me?
Right.
Like, am I the problem? Like, I'm just trying to be nice and be friendly and like,
yeah,
learn what they're doing here. Like, I don't know.
Like, bond. We're stuck in the class together. Might as well
exactly
get to know each other.
Exactly. And it took a couple more weeks, like, after that for them to actually start opening up with me. And one of the girls was like, I never thought I could talk to you because you're so popular here.
Oh,
which
wow.
I hate. Oh my gosh. If there's one thing I hate, it's the popularity.
Right?
Oh my gosh.
That's
I vomit.
The thing that we got lucky, like, going to a small private school that we didn't. There was still the popular kids, but like our class set the school record with 42. So it was like, okay, well, you're like popular, but you're still friends with everybody else.
Yeah.
Luckily, but.
Yeah, I just didn't. Grief. I didn't understand it. And it literally haunts me because I never wanted to be that person.
Yeah.
I never wanted to be the Sharpay Evans in high school. Like,
too much pressure.
Yes, too much pressure.
Yeah.
But that's just not who I was. And it really sucks that I was associated with people that made me like into that.
Yeah.
Because that's not who I am. It's never who I was. And it like hurts so bad to hear it from those girls.
Right.
Because then we talked the entire rest of the school year and they became some of my closest friends.
Aww.
But if I saw them in the hallways, they wouldn't talk to me.
Really?
They would keep their heads down. Like we wouldn't talk. And then some of my other like girlfriends in my normal circle would be like, why are you follow them on Instagram? Why do you? It's like, this has nothing to do with you,
right?
First of all.
Yeah.
Heaven forbid I want to be myself and be friends with people who I actually have things in common with more than just physicality, sports,
right?
Our following on Instagram. So ridiculous.
Right. It's so weird to me, like, thinking back of my high school experience because it was so different. Like, we got lucky enough to go to a private Christian school, so there wasn't as many of those big issues. I mean, we still had those like typical issues you go through just being in high school as it is. But I feel like the main difference was like my friend group was kind of considered popular per se, but we were just such a huge group. I mean, the numbers are slightly off now, but like with spouses and added in and everything, which we were like merged from a different school. But I think back in high school, there was at least like 10 of us that kind of stuck together and hung out all the time. And we were on ASB. All of us played sports year round. So there wasn't a sport that one of us weren't a part of. So we, of course, showed up at everything. And then at our school, like if you were on ASB, they wanted you to go to games and everything. So we were there. We were in front of everybody making the announcements. So I feel like we just became like well known throughout the school, and that just kind of set us apart from everybody else. But then at the same time, like we all loved everybody. Like we hung out with kids that were younger than us, older than us. Like my mom was a teacher. So we had that connection there where students loved my mom. So if they saw me in the hallway, they would like stop to talk to me. So I feel like there wasn't as much, like we still had, like there were still those groups that kind of like separated themselves, but they were never rude. Like you could, if you ended up in a class and your friends didn't happen to be in there, which was very rare, but if you were like outside of your comfort zone, they wouldn't not talk to you.
Right.
Like I think we maybe had two students in the whole school that would just be like, no, don't
leave
talk
me
to
alone.
Me. Yeah. So we didn't really, like, luckily didn't have to really experience any of, like, that bullying or anything like that. You kind of could be more of, like, an authentic version of yourself, but then, like, still going through that struggle of, okay, these have been my friends since, like, I made all of my friends in fifth grade for the most part.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. So to have had, like, all of those, and then it was weird, too, like, my friends that I had when I was going to the charter school, I left and I think fourth grade was my last year there. I am friends with a couple of them on Facebook. Like I happened to come across a few of them outside of high school just in jobs, but like, I was so different then. And then my homeschool friends are completely different too, compared to like my majority of like school friendships. But I still, like, looking back, I had different versions of myself for mm-hmm. each of those. I mean, in elementary school, like, I was just so focused on education, and there's so much pressure behind that that I didn't really like make a lot of friends, because I'm like, I need to be top of the class, like, best yeah. grades, getting all the awards. Like, that was my peak. I peaked in elementary school. And then, like, my homeschool friends, like, I feel like that was more of like the true authentic, like, an authentic version of myself, because majority of the time it was my sisters. And then I feel like one, like, cool thing with homeschooling is you get exposed to so much, like, more, like, fun education stuff. So we took, like, a sign language class with, like, a little co-op. So I just got to meet, like, a bunch of cool kids that were into, like, these crazy cool things. And, like, we did botany courses yeah. and just, like, all these incredible things. So I was meeting a wider range of kids with different hobbies and stuff. But then going into high school and getting just back into that, like, grind of, okay, now I need to fit this specific mold, and me having weird botany facts is not going to be accepted well, because we yeah. don't. I mean, I loved my school, but we didn't have, like, we were so small, we didn't have a lot of options. So, like, our electives were shop and art classes, pretty much.
No botany, unfortunately.
No, none of that cool stuff. I don't yeah. even think they have it now.
Probably not.
Which is so sad. But it was, like, one of those things where I'm like, okay, I learned these really cool things, but I felt like I couldn't really share them. But then there still wasn't, like, if I did, I wasn't going to get bullied for it yeah. or shunned. But it was more of that, like, just that fear of, oh, okay, this is what society says is a cool kid in high school, so I got to kind of maintain mold. That. And
yeah,
but yeah, so I feel like it's so hard getting yeah. into being in high school and just trying to be the best version of yourself. But
yeah, the fakest version of yourself. Right. Oh my yeah. gosh.
But now I'm like, after COVID and everything, that's kind of when I, like, came out of my shell. And yeah. so it was like, okay, this is who I am. And I haven't had a single friend turn away from me since. And it's just like, I love it, but it's so frustrating at the same time, because I'm like, oh, I could have done this years ago mm-hmm. and just felt like so free and just have been myself.
Yeah.
But
yeah, the bigger high schools, man, they get you. Yeah. They're rough. I had such a rough time, but I did 10 days of my junior year, and every single day I was in the counselor's office begging for a way out. Yeah. I can't be friends with these people. I can't be here. Like, help me find an alternative. And so then that's when I homeschooled myself my last 2 years. And if I wouldn't have done that, I don't think I ever would have, like, really buckled down and, like, been okay with who I am, like, yeah. at my core. Because with everything that happened, and, like, there were a handful of things that led up to me being like, yeah, I can't do this anymore, and had to get out. But if I wouldn't have had that time to be isolated mm-hmm. because I had just lost all my friends, I wasn't in a relationship, I was working and I was doing school with my family, like,
yeah.
I wasn't hanging out with anybody, I didn't have anybody. So isolated. But then I was, like, almost forced to be okay with myself.
Right.
I didn't have people around me that I could mold into, because I'm alone.
Yeah.
So I had to be okay with, okay, these are my morals, this is what I stand for, these are my standards when it comes mm-hmm. to friendships, relationships. Like, it was a big, big blessing in disguise, and it sucked so bad,
right.
like, during. But if I wouldn't have done that, I don't think I would have, like, the backbone that I do now yeah. for, like, all the things that I, like, believe in and am passionate about. And, like, I have some pretty weird quirks and, like, interests, but
right.
that's okay. Like,
yeah, it makes once you.
Right, and get over it. Like, everybody has something that makes them weird.
Right?
I've never met a normal person in my life.
Oh, it's impossible.
Not a single normal person.
Yeah. I love that. That was kind of, like, with my, during COVID.
Yeah.
Like, my parents, or my majority of my family, moved the fall before, and I had moved into their house to kind of take care of it while they were selling it. And I did get lucky. Like, my dad got stuck here during COVID and couldn't move. So I had him, but, like, that was it. Ross had moved for work too, so he was in Central Oregon. I was only seeing him on the weekends, mm-hmm. and I, like, being in the beauty industry, lost my job. My second job, we shut down too, and so it was just me that whole entire time, because I didn't like go like get a new job or any essential while I was off. That way I could actually see my family because my mom worked at a hospital at the time. So we still had to be super careful seeing her, but I'm like, okay, I'm not going to add any extra risks in there. But so it was like, I kind of had to sit down and be like, okay, who am I? Mm-hmm. So I feel like once you're left alone with yourself and you haven't been the most authentic version, like, I don't know, for me at least, like if I would hang out with friends and I wasn't being myself, that whole drive home, I'm like analyzing every little thing that I did. I'm like, I wouldn't do that. Like, I'm not into that. Or
right. If
this conversation, my answers would have been completely different if I was just being true to who I was. And so there was a lot of like growth during that, which I mean, it was such a short amount of time being actually stuck at home by myself all the time. But it was like the stepping stones I needed to really like come out of my shell. And I mean, it's been 4 years and I feel like this year alone has been my year of like, okay, mm-hmm. all of that has kind of added up to like who I am today. And I was like, with your little quirks, I like discovering those and just learning how to embrace them. And now like during COVID, I got super into plants and like gardening and all of that. And so now it's cool. Like it was one of the things I was worried about, like, oh, it's kind of weird to know stuff about like plants mm-hmm. and vegetables and everything. And now it's like a cool conversation I can have with my friends and like help them with their gardening and stuff too, or keep houseplants alive. And so it was just like, okay, this was one of my passions that felt weird, but then now it's like such a huge part of me and mm-hmm. is one of those like freeing things. I'm like, I can talk about this for hours. And afterwards, I don't have that like guilt of who was I? Like,
oh, I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because I would have those thoughts every single time I hung out with somebody.
Me too.
And just that added anxiety was like, what the heck am I doing? Like, mm-hmm. this is just making me more and more miserable, like pushing me more into like just wanting to isolate myself.
Right.
And now I'm like, I'll go hang out with friends. And okay, maybe if I say one stupid thing, I'll be like, oh, that was stupid. But I'm not sitting there going like, oh my word, I said this and this, and this is the way that conversation went. And mm-hmm. now I'm freaking out. And it's just so much more freeing just to be who you are.
Yeah, and seriously.
Not care about anything.
Mm-hmm. My mom used to tell me to keep me out of trouble. She was like, if you can't tell me who you're with, where you're going, what you're doing, all those things, then you shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah.
You should be able to tell your parents everything, right? And if you have to hide things, well, you're probably not going down the right path. But it's up to you to hold yourself accountable and actually being yourself, because everybody else is on the same page. Everybody else is trying to fit into a mold, trying to fake something. So you can't have your best friend being like, hey, did you really act like you're yourself today?
Right.
People don't do that. That's not normal, first of all. But you have to hold yourself accountable. And if you're in a group of people that you aren't necessarily like aligned with, it's okay to take a step back, but also be like, what am I doing? Mm-hmm. Who am I with? Where are we going? How am I responding? And if it's not aligning to you, true to your core, like it just doesn't sit well with you.
Right.
Take a step back and like reevaluate what you're doing. Come back together when you feel like you can be genuine, because obviously that event, those people, whatever it was, like they are not for you. They are not serving you.
Yeah.
Not that everyone has to serve you, but your friends should benefit you. They should like speak life into you more than anything. But just being yourself is huge. And then like, how do you have a good moral compass and make good decisions if your core is false?
Right. So if you're following like 20 different versions of yourself, then each one of those has different morals and different standards and passions. And then it's like, okay, but where are the ones that I actually like care about and so want to stand for? And you lose it so easily when you're like trying to maintain all of these different versions.
Yeah. Your split personalities will catch up with you.
Oh yeah.
They will. And it's going to explode in your face. So
it's going to be awful.
Take a step back, isolate if you need to.
Yes. Well, that's a thing I feel like is so important to know too, is like at any age you can take a step back and be like, okay, I haven't been fully like true to myself or authentic. Like, for crying out loud, 45 is still young. And there at any point you can change your friends. Like there shouldn't be that pressure, which was like one big one where I was so terrified. I'm like, okay, what if they don't like me? I've built this family and just like that fear. But then I like had to come to this point where it's like, okay, well, if they don't like my authentic version of myself, then that's not who God aligned me to be friends with. And he's going to work it out. And I mean, over the years, I've lost like a couple just random friends or just like had to take a step back and not be like besties with them anymore. But it doesn't mean that your life's over and that you're not going to find new friends. Because now, I mean, since I like started to be more true to myself, we became friends.
Right.
And so I thought, I'm like, oh, I'm 25. It's game over already. I just need to stick it out with, and just be this version of myself. I'm not. But new friends are always going to come along the way that are going to align and push you to grow. And because that's one thing I feel like there's being authentic to who you are. But then you still have to grow and mature and all of that. So your authenticity is going to change. Your morals are going to change.
Right.
But as long as you have that foundation of like who you are at your core and you're staying authentic, no matter how much you change, new people are always going to be introduced for every version of your life you're going into. And it's hard to leave others behind, but it's can be so important when you're trying to be the best version of yourself, especially if you've like went complete polar opposite of yourself, which I have had versions of myself
me that too
are like nothing about me. Like I feel like I'm watching somebody else play me
in third person,
right? And it's just like so upsetting. But now looking back, like yes, there were some of those friends I made during that point in my life that I just had to completely remove, and it was hard. But now I don't ever feel drained or anything hanging out with people. Like I feel like when you're your true authentic self and you surround yourself with people that kind of fit who you want to surround yourself with, you just leave like so uplifted. And like I even have my friends will like correct me on stuff and be like, okay, you're doing this. I think like it doesn't really seem to align with what you're like trying to be. And so they'll challenge you in good ways. They'll like push you to grow, build your relationship with the Lord. And
without just, you having to compromise like who you are, who you want to be.
It's incredible. It's so freeing. And that's like, I feel like our friend group at the core really got super close and just like really let our all of our authenticity just kind of flow during our big trip last year. And we are so much closer now. Just it hasn't even been a full year since our trip. And we like, I feel like we really took that step of like family, and we all challenge each other. We lift each other up. And it's just so freeing that I'm like, okay, I thought the friend group was good before, but now just like really being an open book with each other and everything, like we're so much closer. We do everything together. And it is so incredible. And just like, I know I have 15 other people that I can reach out to if I am struggling with something, and I could have never done that before. So it's just amazing, like in your personal life, how much authenticity just unlocks for you and like gives you just like,
it's here like a reward.
It's like you are actually true to yourself. Here's a little gift
that's
gonna last you a lifetime. And it's it's just so amazing. I could talk about this for like days.
No, honestly. Forever. And it's totally okay to like let go of people that don't benefit you. I always go back to saying people who don't serve you. And I know that that probably sounds like not the best to some people, but to a certain extent, like your relationships matter for your own personal growth. Like you don't have to be selfish in the sense of like, what is this friend doing for me this week? Like, don't keep tabs. You don't need to keep score, but are your friends challenging you? Are they pushing you to achieve your goals, like become the best version of yourself, especially like in an actual relationship, your boyfriend or girlfriend? Like if they aren't pushing you to be a better person than you were yesterday, what are you doing?
And then I feel like too, like surrounding yourself with people who are going to support you. Because I've had friends in the past, like every relationship you have, you're both growing. It's you're learning who you are in every stage. So you're going to have your issues. It's bound to happen. But when those surrounding you are like questioning that or pushing you towards like making poor decisions when it comes to your relationship, it's like, oh, okay, no, this is not aligning. This isn't. Like I've had friends in the past that like pushed me. They're like, well, he just seems like he doesn't align with what you want. And then I'm like, oh no, that was like the version of me I put on when I'm around you because you terrify me and I'm scared to be myself.
Yeah.
And so I've had those friends where I had to like sit back and go like, okay, they're not pushing me to grow or challenge me in my relationship either. Mm-hmm. They're just like, leave him, let's go party yeah. and hang out. And I'm like, oh, hold up. I'm like, I would literally be nothing without him. Like, he's my everything.
Right.
And so I feel like then you run that risk too of if you're not being who you are or showing your morals or standards, then you're just going to surround yourself with people that
Give align. You the ick.
Yeah. Oh. They're just going to align with that, whatever version you show them.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's so hard too when you've dug that hole of like, oh yeah, I don't care. I hate men. And then they're, you're like, actually, I love him.
I'm obsessed yeah, with this man.
I'm like, I love those like those different like standards.
Yeah.
And so it's one of those things where then it was like, oh great. Now I have to figure out how to maneuver around this. And then I'm listening to them complaining about him when I'm like, there is nothing wrong with him. Like
yeah.
we're just going through a new stage of life and learning. Right. And so I feel like every aspect of your life gets affected.
Totally.
With not. Yeah. It's not.
Yeah.
It's a dangerous game.
I'm so thankful that like both of our men too are like very authentic themselves
yeah.
because it helps us so much. Like,
right.
I have never been in a more, like, secure relationship. And for me to be able to go to Jacob and ask him questions about people in my life, people yeah. he's not even friends with necessarily, but he, like, would know of. If I have to ask him questions, I know that his responses are coming from a place of he wants me to feel good and feel yeah. better. And, like, it's very genuine. And so, like, there's been a couple people I've had to – like have a conversation with him and be like, I'm not really sure about this right. friend. Like I'd love her to pieces, but this is what's going on.
Yeah.
And he will just shoot me straight. Just tell me exactly how it is. So right. blunt. But then it gets through my head that, oh, they aren't benefiting me.
Yeah.
They are actually taking me in the opposite direction that I yes. want to be in for my goals and all of those things. So yeah, being authentic in your relationship, it goes crazy right. if it's both ways too.
Yeah.
But he has saved my booty so many times right. from these girls. And if I all I have that. At the end of the day is my family and my boyfriend and maybe like two of my homegirls, like
right?
I know that I'm in good hands because yeah. he's always going to shoot me straight and be like, you don't need her in your life. If my future husband doesn't like someone, I should probably listen to his intuition over my yeah. own because our spirits can lie and they can oh, lie yeah. good.
Yeah, that's I've had a few or like it's crazy how they get the most authentic version of you and they yeah. immediately can see
right
when something. And so like I've had friends where he'll be like, okay, like you're kind of acting a little weird
right.
or like even if I'm getting ready to go hang out with them, he's like something just feels off. And I love it. There's been so many times where he's like, okay, when you're around this person, you become this version of you. But I thought we didn't want to be this version of us
right.
anymore. And I feel like our like having either if you aren't in a relationship, like having either a family member or one really good close friend that
right.
you can kind of bounce that stuff off of to hold you accountable to.
Yeah.
Like I tell Ross, I'm like, okay, this is what I want to create. Like these are my goals. This is who I need to grow into to become this. So please like watch out for all of my old traits that are going to affect this
right.
or like help me avoid these friendships that are going to pull me back into
yeah.
my last stage that I've grown out of. And so just having that person, whether it be a spouse, a family member, or like a super close, trustworthy friend
mm-hmm.
that can be like, hey, something, you're not being your authentic
yeah.
self.
Yeah.
It's time to reevaluate, see what's changed and mm-hmm. what needs to be adjusted is so, so helpful. Because again, like going back, like I feel like I love you keep questioning saying the word served, but I feel like it's such a good thing to think of, like especially getting into those good friendships, like you're going to serve them as well and they're going to
yeah.
serve you. So trying to
you selflessly take care of each
yeah.
other, like you serve each other, take your girls out for dinner, like
right?
that speaks volumes.
Yeah.
Like
Yeah. Like, it's just amazing just how, like, I have this one friend. I love her to pieces. She is, like, such a server and reaches out to me almost every single week just to see how I'm doing. Yeah. Like, when I launched my class, I woke up to a text from her. And it's one of those things where it's like, okay, once you get those, like, really genuine, authentic friends that are also serving you, it's like, oh, okay, like, this is so good. And you just feel just so uplifted and true to yourself, because she's one of those friends that I lost over and over again when I would become this different version of myself. And though I feel like those good friends always wait, like, she just watched and prayed for me in the background and was like, I knew this didn't align with, like, your true self, because she was my first friend in fifth grade and we were little psychos together, and it was incredible. And so she watched me over the years, and she just waited in the background. She's like, I knew you would come back, because I knew who you were at your core, and it wasn't aligning, but you were just steered away and fearful of high school and how scary it is. And so it's just so amazing, like, having that come full circle of, like, okay, those authentic, amazing, genuine friends will always be there for you no matter what stage you're in and can help you through so, so much, and just, like, keep you aligned with, like, your true version of yourself.
Yeah.
And so good.
Yeah.
So, so good.
And you have to be yourself in order to unlock those relationships.
Yes. Because if they're being true to themselves too, they're not going to. She just let me step away, because she was like, you, like, I knew I was just going to be serving you that whole time, and you weren't capable of, like, serving me in a true, authentic level. And so it's amazing how much it'll affect, because she is one of my best friends.
Yeah.
And it's so true. Like, looking back, I'm like, I could not serve you. It was just me just taking from your authenticity and your genuine genuineness. And so it's crazy just how much it affects, like, every single
literally
aspect.
Every aspect.
Like, it's wild. I feel like we've been talking on one of our sections for so long, but it's so true. Like,
it is.
I feel like just thinking back on authenticity, it just affects every single part of your personal life, your business life, just everything.
Your morals, your values, literally everything.
It's like such a small word, but it has so much, like, weight to it.
Yeah. It's heavy.
It is.
That's a heavy word. Heavy.
Okay. So I feel like this is, like, a good transition point into another huge one, which is building trust within your clientele. So, like, we are in such a huge industry. The beauty industry is massive, and it's constantly growing. Like, I think this year they're predicting that, like, the lash industry itself is finally going to hit the $1 billion like, bracket there. So I feel like just being super authentic now is almost turned into, like, kind of like a marketing technique per se, where there's so many, like, copy and paste versions of ourselves, and you need to find something to, like, set yourself apart. And what better way than just
be yourself,
being authentic, being who you are. Like, it builds so much trust within your clientele. Like, I have probably 50% of my clients have been with me for now, like, this next month will be 5 years since I joined the industry, or I guess
that's
this
insane.
Month. It's May already. But that was, like, one thing where, with my clients very early on, I was super genuine and just myself, because I'm, like, being in the beauty industry, you're constantly serving people, which is my favorite thing to do. I love just helping and caring for others. So I feel like it was super easy just to be authentic and be who I really was with them. And now, like, so many of my clients become friends. Like, you started out, we were each other's clients, and now we're super close. And
I want to tell them that story.
Oh, when you reached out?
Yeah.
Oh, this was, like, my, this is still, like, I have the DMs. I have screenshots. I saved them, because you had been, I think we had been following each other for a while, which I feel like we both kind of fangirled over each other. I was immediately obsessed with you. I'm like, you were one that inspired me with my social media, because you were just so genuine online too. But you had reached out because you couldn't get in. To your other gal.
My lash tech had canceled on me twice.
Yeah.
And this is when I was still doing long distance, and I was getting ready to hop on a flight that next morning, and my lashes were horrendous.
They were, like, not non-existent.
No.
And so you reached out to me, and
I was like, I'll pay anything. I'll give you my kidney. Like, do you have any time?
Well, you started off with that you were a big fan. of my work. And I had never had someone say that to me before.
I was just
like one of those things where I was like, wait, I have someone that like actually is a fan of what I do. And so I immediately, I was like, I will do whatever this girl needs. And so I think I just ended up staying a little bit later and you came like straight after work.
Yeah.
And
I drove an hour.
Yeah. Cause I was down south then too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was just like, I feel like immediately like the conversation, like I feel like that first time meeting a client sometimes can be awkward.
It can be scary.
And it was just like immediate click.
Yeah.
And then now it's been almost 2 years, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I just can't leave.
No, I love it. And then I started getting facials and it was just an immediate, I'm like, yeah, Matt, you're stuck with me forever.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's one of those things where it's like, if you're being genuine to who you are, you're going to click with your clients. You're not. Like, I understand, like, which I have, like, slightly different personas I put on for different clients because you learn who your client is.
Their vibes. Yeah.
I feel like it's less, like, I become, like, my core changes. It's more of just the what I put out of, like, okay, they like more of a silent appointment or just relaxing or just small talk, not really getting deep.
Mm-hmm.
And then have my clients that are like, let's unpack every trauma we've ever experienced and work through it while we're getting our lashes done.
Yeah.
So I feel like you change a little bit, but then you're still that genuine version of yourself. I feel like it's more, not really like different personas, but just like unlocking different levels of who you actually
different
are.
Different depths.
Just putting on like, okay, this client likes more personal. Let's get to know each other on a deeper level. I've went through like clients breaking up, like relationship issues and just being an ear to listen to them. I have a couple clients that I know they have kids. I don't know what they are, what their names are.
Yeah.
I just know they're a mom and that's it. That's the majority of our conversation. And then I've went through a few clients who have had like infertility issues and just been their support and got to celebrate with them. So you have such a wide range of your clients. But if I were to just show up and not be myself, like they can tell immediately they're not going to be comfortable with you. Like I'm a girl's girl. I love getting my nails done, pedicures, facials, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've went and like had stuff done by multiple people in the past. And you can immediately tell like, okay, this person's just in work mode. They don't really care that I'm here. They don't want to like build any type of relationship with me. And I felt uncomfortable the whole time. So it was one of those things where I'm like, okay, with my clients, if I am just being genuine and being who I am, not everyone's going to like you and that's fine, but
totally fine.
Yeah. Like there is so many people out there. Like the last, I actually looked up the census on how many people are in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And as of 2022, there was 333 million people in the US alone.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah.
And that was 2 years ago.
Ew. I can only imagine.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where it's like, okay, not everyone's going to like you. Not everyone in your area is going to like you. That's totally fine. But the ones that do like you are going to stay with you forever.
Yeah.
I've moved. I'm trying to think of like my first group of clients. I think I've moved 3 times with a few of them.
Yeah.
I've changed my prices. I've grown. I've learned like some of them came to me right after my first lash class, and I don't know why they stuck it out, but they did. And I've had a few of them. They're like, it was you. Like, you just, like, you put so much heart into our service, caring for us. You took care of us, especially when I first started out. Like, I wasn't one that was like, well, I'm just learning, so deal with it. Like, if they had genuine issues, I'm like, okay, I'll fix it. Like, I just was myself and how I treat others. And that alone was enough to keep those clients around. So if that's like the core of what you're putting out in your business and how you're using yourself to market, you're just showing up like someone's best friend online.
Your business is going to get fed.
Yeah. They're going to keep coming to you where like that's where I've saw the most growth. My Instagram, I started it in beauty school and it just plateaued. Like I had other beauty school people follow me, but that was it. And what was weird is my beauty school. So I went in the beginning of 2019 and they put a lot of emphasis on you just show up and you do your job and you don't like if your client talks to you, talk to them, but like don't get personal. This is your career. You're not here to make friends. And so they're like, you just kind of leave yourself at the door and walk in. So that's kind of how I started. Very quickly, I realized I cannot keep my mouth shut. And so I still would just chat with my clients and everything. But a good majority of myself, I like locked away because I'm like, no, I'm serving them. I'm not here to make friends or anything. I just need to be super professional.
Yeah.
And I showed up on Instagram like that too. And I grew like maybe 100 followers. Like it was non-existent. But you could tell, like, if you dig deep enough, you can find some of my original reels, and they're awful. Like, I look stiff. I don't look like I'm having a good time. I'm trying to maintain this, like, uber professionalism when I'm just goofy at heart, and I can't be super professional.
Yeah.
So now I kind of let loose, and I'm like, okay, I'm here to talk to you and to just be myself, and I have noticed so much more growth just in... I kind of started that about 2 years ago, and I like sparked up over 2,000 followers in the span of a month. And I mean, now I've kind of plateaued because I've pursued so many other things that social media has kind of hit the back burner for me. But I still like have a lot of, when I do get around to posting, I have people in my DMs reaching out or like people commenting. So I'm getting a lot of engagement still that I never had before. So just in our like ever-growing industry, it's so important to just be a true version of yourself and just show up for everybody as you, because it's the best marketing technique
absolutely
that you can have.
Absolutely. I hate the word oversaturation.
Right.
I absolutely despise when people blame the lack of growth on their business on, oh, it's oversaturated. Oh, there's too many lash artists now. Oh, there's too many in our city. That's not true.
Yeah.
People can do whatever they want. You know how many insurance agents there are? You know how many car dealerships there are? How many McDonald's there are just in one block? Like, nothing is oversaturated. Maybe you're just not spitting out a like genuine version of yourself enough that actually helps you stand out. Like, I can't get over this. I'm still feeling really spicy about just oversaturation, because most of the time it's like, it's not the industry that's the problem. It might be you.
Yeah.
You might be the problem. Like humbly, I'm coming to you humbly, because I have been the problem.
Yes. That's, I feel like you really, like, you can't come out and say that until you've been the problem and have acknowledged that you're the problem.
Yeah.
Yes. The first stage of growth is admitting you're the problem.
Yes, absolutely. So oversaturation is a myth.
Yep.
You just need to be more genuine. Just be yourself. Literally put your coffee order on Instagram. Like, post a talking video of you talking about your dogs. Like, I don't care what it is. The more that you share, the more people are going to recognize you as a legitimate person and not just an LLC.
Right. That's what I feel like the big thing, especially because like Instagram has been growing like crazy. Yeah. And especially like I've noticed a lot of growth in this past month with people worried about TikTok leaving and everything too, where it's like, okay, there's millions of people on Instagram. If I'm scrolling through and I'm just seeing a copy and paste version of a reel over and over again, I'm not going to swipe and engage on your page. I'm just going to skip through because I'm like, oh, they don't really have any like extra thing to offer to me. Like And I feel like now a lot of people have gotten on the, like, kind of regulating how much social media intake they're having every single day, too, where I hop on and I look for the people that seem like a human and are chatting with me, giving me suggestions. Like, I love hopping on and seeing your little rants because I'm like, okay, she's going through it today. I'm also going through it today. Like, I feel like you can relate to that. I do think there is that, like, boundary. Some people share too much. Like, I feel like there still is, especially if it's your business page, having that, like, that boundary. But I would love to hear about your crazy experience at the gym.
Yeah.
Like, that's not something where you're giving me information where I'm like, oh, Danielle, I didn't need to hear that. Like, it's just fun. I love hopping on and seeing, like, people posting about their pets and their day off and just being like, okay, they're human. They have hobbies outside of their job, and it's so much fun.
You are more than your business name.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we get so lost in it. all the time. Right? Every second of the day, it's just, what can I do more for my business? How can I keep growing? But then it's like, okay, you're losing yourself because you are the one that runs the business. The business doesn't run you. So you need to get yourself in check.
Yeah. That's like, I feel like I'm still kind of in that transition phase, which also like growing up, I didn't have social media or anything. Like I got Facebook when I homeschooled, but I only had like 3 friends on there and they were the only ones I could talk to. And even having Instagram in high school, like it wasn't like my original Instagram. I barely posted anything. So like getting into that social media mode, I feel like is still slightly difficult for me to be like, okay, I need to get on and post stuff.
Same.
But and I've had so many clients, like I'll occasionally, if I remember, I'll hop on and post what I'm making for dinner. And then I've got to have amazing conversations with clients because of that.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, oh, I saw you made this for dinner. You need to try this. And I've gotten so many recipes and like bonded over baking with clients and got their mom's go-to Christmas cookie recipe. And so it was one of those things where I was so fearful that I'm like, oh, if I share too much of my personal life, people are going to be like, ew, I came here for lashes. But instead, like
it's the opposite.
Clients. Yeah. Like quite a few of my newer clients have been like, oh, I felt like I actually knew who you were before coming to you.
Yeah.
So I knew like, not only do I trust your work and what you put out, but I feel like I know who you are and I'm not going to feel as awkward coming in. And it's crazy. Just like that little thing. It's not hard, but it's like the best marketing move you can make in 2024.
Yeah. Yeah. And not even trying to like scheme clients or anything. It's just, it all comes down to relationship. And the more that you are willing to give out and pour and serve, I want to count how many times we've said that.
Right.
But the more that you are willing to give to other people, majority of the time, if it is genuine and coming from a good place, your business is going to get fed.
Yeah.
And those clients are going to stick around a lot longer because they recognize you as a human. They recognize you for your name, not your business name. And that's huge.
Yeah. And I feel like there's so much more understanding too. Like when I first got started, if I had any personal anything come up, it was just so weird. Like especially our biggest one was right after we got married, we got COVID. So I was out for 2 weeks and just the number of clients that reached out that were frustrated with me and had like no care of what I was going through or anything. Yeah. They were just upset I wasn't there to perform the service they wanted me to.
Right.
Whereas like all of my clients that are just like so like genuine and I've been genuine with them, they're so understanding. And like this last week I had a total electronic breakdown in my studio and had to cancel a full day of clients. And that like little bit of anxiety came back of like, oh, they're just going to leave because something happened. They were so compassionate and were like, well, we know who you are. We know you're not just coming up with this to get out of work.
Yeah, it's not a lie.
Yeah. And they like one of my clients, and she's a newer client too. So like we haven't even fully built like a genuine relationship yet, but just being totally authentic with her from her pre-booking consultation. She even was like, I'm sending you a virtual hug. I feel bad that you're having to go through this. And it was just so eye-opening for me where I'm like, okay, prior when I was like not being myself and it was more just transactional, like I'm here to do your service. You're here to close your eyes and relax and we don't need to talk. Those clients would have reacted so different to the like random emergencies that happen. And I even have clients that check in on my pets and everything. Like I had a client who volunteered to like watch my house if I go on vacation. Mm-hmm. Like they become more like little extensions of family and friends when you're being like the best, most authentic version of yourself with them and not like trying to be like, oh, I'm this like hoity-toity lash tech that's just here to do my technical job and I'll see you in 2 weeks. It's like, okay, no, I want to know how you're doing. What is your dog up to? And just like build this relationship instead of keeping it so transactional. And it's crazy how much growth, like I grow way faster now than I did before. And it's just a lot easier. Like I'll get clients without even trying because they're like, oh, my friend goes to you. And they said their conversations with you are incredible. And it just feels like they're at home.
Yeah.
And so it's just, it's amazing how just unlocking that and just being yourself online creates such like doubles your income.
Yeah, literally
sets you apart and it's amazing.
Yeah, and it all starts with, like, those small, tiny, itty-bitty, minuscule, yes, little genuine interactions. Even if you're not in, like, a service industry.
Yeah.
Like, it still applies. You have to be nice to whoever is coming in to see you.
Right.
Whoever you're serving. If you're a waitress, like, the more genuine you are with that family you're serving, I bet you you're going to have a bigger tip, yeah, than if you're like, welcome to Chili's, what can I get you?
Right? Knock it off. Well, that's even, like, with coffee shops, too.
Yep.
Like, don't get me wrong, like, I grew up, Dutch Bros was my go-to. Yeah. But you rarely get, like, a genuine window person now, yeah, where I feel like a lot of times they just, even, like, I've had friends that worked there, and just, at least back in the day, the amount of pressure they had to make conversation and keep conversation going, I feel like you just can feel like, okay, they just asked these same five questions, yep, to the car in front of me. They're going to ask it to the person behind me. Whereas, like, I go to a coffee shop down the road and those girls, like, I've gotten to know them. We have genuine conversations. You can tell, like, oh, this is catered to me.
Right.
They remember you more, which, I mean, Dutch Bros is so insanely busy 24/7. It's kind of impossible.
I see one person memorize for a second time at my coffee shop, and I know who they are.
Really?
So it's not, oh, yeah, man. You can't blame, like, it on that, because, okay, at least for me, like, yeah, I recognize people a second time. But, yeah, no, I get what
you're
saying. I also
have the worst memory, too. But I've never worked coffee. I was always,
yeah,
like, fast food, which, I mean, we had our few people that I'd remember. Yeah.
But still,
it was, like, a constant.
Customer service being, I mean, you don't even have to be a provider. Just,
yeah,
interacting with people. That's right? What it comes down to. Just, yeah, if you're not genuine, your response, the response that you're wanting to get out of people, it's not going to be what you're envisioning in your head if you're putting on a fake persona.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you have your, like, go-tos, too, once you, mm-hmm, like, I go to the same coffee shop every single time I get coffee now, and it is in my budget. Like, at the beginning of the month, I'm like, okay, I want to go see these people. And even when, like, I tried to cut back on sugar and everything, but I still, like, my cheat that I choose every week is going down to get coffee so I can see my girls, mm-hmm, and just chat with them and everything. But I'll choose them over anything else. Like, if I'm out of town, I just skip my coffee for the week. Like, yeah, I have built this, like, I go for the conversation people, and hanging, yeah, out with them. And even, like, my girlfriends, we try to do, like, one get together every month. We've switched where we go to brunch just based off of how incredible the people are, which, if you're in Albany, go to Camille's downtown. It's,
yum,
amazing. Every waiter, waitress we've gotten, which we've went up a handful of times, they have been so genuine, mm-hmm, and just, like, had a conversation with us. Super great, super helpful. Let us ask a million and one questions about every little thing on their menu. And just, like, we're so great the whole time that now all of us, if we're meeting up in Albany, that's first on the list. We're like, okay, we're going here.
Yeah.
So it's crazy just, like, being genuine, even if you're not service-based or, like, beauty industry service-based. You're still going to get your people that are like, okay, I liked the way you created this, like, safe environment. And
yeah,
it felt like you were one of our friends that I'm going to choose to go to your location, mm-hmm, for everything.
Yeah.
But because I feel like that goes for even like
everything. Everything.
Your mechanic.
Just be genuine.
Yeah. And like, we had the same mechanic all growing up because he was like one of my dad's friends and was super helpful and so great that now I'm like, okay, well, who do I go to?
Yeah.
I mean, luckily Ross is now my mechanic, but
yeah,
I feel like it's one of those things where a lot of our friends will like take theirs into the dealer and it's just like, oh, we found like 20 other things to fix, or like all these things, and they're so not genuine with them and are just
without,
like,
transactional.
Care. And I'm like, even if you're a mechanic, just adding that, they're gonna come back, they're gonna request you, they're not gonna want to go to somebody else because you were genuine and made them feel like you actually cared. Mm-hmm. So it being genuine and authentic just goes across the board
everywhere.
For your personal life, your business life.
Yeah.
Just it's a everything.
Heavy word. Yeah. Authenticity is, it's a heavy word. It has a lot of meaning. It's a little word, but it's a heavy one for sure. For our next episode, this is for the beauty girlies, what we wish we knew at the beginning. So if you're interested in the beauty industry, if you're already in it, all the things you need to know from how we started up, what we wish we literally knew at the beginning and what we would change that we're doing now. So June 14th.